Radio, your sports station.
This is McDonald Max Basketball. WOGO's coverage of the Max is brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, White City Glass, your Eau Claire Hy-Vee, Northwestern Bank, Quality Propane and Fuels, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Post Glass and Mirror, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, Grace Home Respiratory, Royal Credit Union, and by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Now with the Max Pregame Show, here's your WOGO sports team, Caleb Swenson and Mark Maloney.
Go Max! WOGO, your sports station.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of McDonald Max Basketball. Lady Max hoops tonight from Stephen Deb Raisler Gymnasium inside the friendly confines of McDonald Central High School in Chippewa Falls. A great non-conference game even after the seedings have been released. This is one we've been looking forward to. The visitors tonight from the Merriwood North Conference, the Phillips Loggers. They are 19-2 on the season, 12-2, won first in the Merriwood North against your McDonald Central Lady Max, 18-4 on the year, a perfect 14-0. And for the first time in history, they are the champions of the Western Clipperbelt Conference. Phillips just drew a number one seed in Sunday's WIAA brackets in Division 4. McDonald, a number two seed in Division 5. Last time out for both of these two teams, Phillips knocked off Marathon 64-45 on Thursday. McDonald, we had it for you here on WOGO. A big road win at Cadott, 64-40. Convincing in that game. Aubrey Dorn with 20 points, 8 of 17 from the field. Perfect from the free throw line, 4 of 4. 20 points and 15 rebounds. How about Emily Cooper with 15 points, 3 of 7 from downtown. 5 rebounds, 5 assists, and 3 steals. Marley Hughes, 7 points, but 8 rebounds and 8 assists for the do-everything senior. She added 3 steals. Just for good measure, Callie Goulet with 4 points, 6 rebounds, and 3 assists. Kylie Jens with 5 points and 6 rebounds. McDonald will again be without the services of their super sophomore, Sophia Schmidgall. She's not available tonight. Again, still trying to fully recover from that injury, but hopefully will be right as rain before the tournament begins. 9 players scored in that game for Cadott and McDonald, or in that game against Cadott, rather. McDonald with a 43% shooting percentage from the field, but held Cadott to just 28% from the field and 11% from 3 of 28, while shooting 88% from the foul line and 50% from 3. They hit 7 from downtown. Also a 48-33 rebounding advantage for your Lady Max and 23 assists on 25 field goals. We'll continue to break it down here on WOGO Sports, live on Max TV as well. Thank you to Carter and Val and the Max TV crew. Always appreciate that partnership, and we'll have a Max TV only game tomorrow evening with a big one with Adam Schilling's boys against Fall Creek. Back in 2 minutes with our interviews with both head coaches, starting with Mike Egebrek of Phillips. That's in 2 here on WOGO Sports.
With a Royal Credit Union checking account, you get endless ways to bank, save, and spend. Royal's checking accounts offer all the benefits you need, like no minimum balance, no monthly fees, and customizable real-time alerts. You'll have access to our free online banking and mobile app, so managing your account is easy. We're in your neighborhood, on your phone, and here to help. Open your checking account with Royal Credit Union today at rcu.org/royalchecking account. Insured by NCUA.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering 2 full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families in strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Built to last. That's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
The food court at Hy-Vee will put a smile on your face no matter what you're hungry for. made-to-order breakfasts with omelets, apple pie pancakes, stuffed French toast, and so much more. All made with only the freshest high-quality ingredients. Hy-Vee's High Chi Department has Chinese, sushi, and hibachi. And don't forget the family-inspired chef-approved entrees from Wahlburgers. It's all at your local Hy-Vee on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. Hy-Vee, proud sponsor of Chi High and McDonald Athletics.
Welcome back to Lady Max Basketball and WOGO Sports and Max TV. Seedings have come out, but a great non-conference game here tonight for your Lady Max against the Phillips Loggers, who just got a number one seed in Division Four. And Coach Mike Agerbrecht with us. And Coach, this is a team of yours that got within a whisker of state last year, lost to Neillsville, and it seems like their girls are primed and ready to make a run, judging by your regular season performance.
Yeah, last year we were right there. In fact, we had a 13-point lead at halftime of that sectional final game, and I think we lost a lot from last year, but these girls rededicated themselves and came through and are having a great season so far.
What did that mean to them to draw that number one seed in your sectional?
Well, it's always important. It's nice to see your name up there when it comes through, but also it sets up for playing teams that you think you can handle a little better early on, and you get to play them at home, so that's always important.
Now, you've got a bit of a road trip here tonight to Chippewa Falls. What does McDonald do well that could help prepare you for your own playoff run?
Well, I mean, they're just a really great program. So they've been good for years. They got nice, nice size. They're just a really good program for us to test where we're at.
And finally, what would you say Phillips Loggers basketball looks like when it's at its apex, when you're playing the way you want to play? What do we see?
If we rebound well, which is a little bit harder now that we lost one of our starters to an ACL, but if we rebound well, we run, and when we run, we play well.
Coach, we're looking forward to it. Thank you so much for your time.
Okay, thank you.
Head Coach Agerbrecht of Phillips back after this with Coach Cooper of the Lady Max. This is McDonald Playoff Basketball on WOGO Sports.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Online education is nothing new at Lakeland University. We've been leading the way for over 25 years. We call this learning opportunity Blend Ed, on-site or online. You'll call it the most flexible and convenient way to earn a degree your way. Trust the leader in online learning. Attend classes in real time, virtually from anywhere. Blend Ed at Lakeland University, your only an internet connection away. To learn more, visit lakeland.edu/get-started.
Yep, it's cold. And as you're spending extra time indoors, you realize it's time for a change. No, not a tropical getaway. Something a little more practical, like that long overdue bathroom remodel from Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower or jacuzzi. How about finally adding that extra bathroom in the basement? Call Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate and make the dream happen.
McDonald Area Catholic Schools.
We chose to come to this school based on the opportunity for our kids to have a well-rounded, not only an education, but a faith life.
Witness the McDonald difference.
The staff has really gone the extra mile to get to know the parents and the family, so there's really never a question of if the kids are going to be safe when they come here or not.
McDonald Area Catholic Schools. Safe, faith-based, quality education. Schedule your visit today at McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org.
Welcome back to Max Basketball and WOGO Sports. Lady Max hoops against Phillips today as the Max get a number two seed in Division 5, Phillips a number one seed in Division 4. And, Coach, this is truly a marquee opponent. Now, those seedings have come out, but it's still a measuring stick and another way to get yourself ready for the tournament.
Absolutely, and to play a quality team like Phillips, well-coached and got some good players, so I look forward to the battle.
Coach, when we saw you last Friday at Cadott, I was looking at that game the last time you played Cadott and watched that on the live stream and thought that was probably one of the best games that they have played. It seemed like in a different way you matched that level of play on Friday.
Well, it was our defense that matched. The first time it was our offense that matched. this time it was our defense that just said, hey, we can do this. So,
Coach, this is a Phillips team that only lost to Neillsville in the sectional final. Otherwise, they would have been at state last year. I'm sure they have designs on getting back. What problems do they present?
Well, again, they an excellent rebounding team, well-coached. And, again, you have to be able to box them out and be able to beat their zones. And so if we can do that consistently, we should be in good shape.
And finally, Coach, offensively, something that really jumps out about the stats recently, 21 assists on 23 made field goals, 23 assists on 25 made field goals. It's really an incredible percentage.
Well, again, we're sharing the basketball. We're moving the basketball nicely. We're not getting as many fast break layups all by itself, but we're certainly passing the ball really good.
Coach, we're looking forward to this one tonight. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you, Caleb.
Head coach Don Cooper here on Lady Max pregame on WOGO Sports. Back with your play introductions and your tip-off coming up soon on WOGO and Max TV.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's a surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. And with a new and improved surgery center coming soon to Rice Lake, book your appointment at CVOSM.com.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Step back, 15-footer right side of the lane, followed up and in by Minarski. Great rebound basket.
To Goulet, Goulet to Katie.
There we go.
Carrot, and a foul open arm for Katie.
Cards get it, here's Gus Thorpe.
Oh, he scored! Gus Thorpe!
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Finishing up Lady Max pregame, the Pep Band to our left, a good crowd on hand. Two top-tier teams in Divisions 4 and 5 for you. It's time for the Toyson Ford Keys to the Game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyson Ford, in Chippewa Falls. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you inside McDonald Central High School in Chippewa Falls. And Mark, as we welcome you into the broadcast, this is definitely a test, a pre-playoff test for this McDonald Max squad.
Yes, and it's always fun to watch Coach Cooper get these type of games where he knows he's going to test his girls, but he tests them in the right way. So, again, the keys to this game is going to be how these girls can handle this sharpshooting team from Phillips, because I was watching them in warmups, and they didn't miss very many baskets in warmups. So, again, they're going to have to play some awesome, awesome defense.
The Phillips Loggers, champs of the Merriwood North, the McDonald Max, champs of the Western Clover Belt Conference. It should be a fun one. It's coming back here on WOGO Radio and Max TV right after this. WOGO Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Game time is next.
A Royal Credit Union checking account helps make a difference in your community. Each time you use your Royal debit card, up to 5 cents goes back to your community through our nonprofit Royal Credit Union Foundation. The RCU Foundation has donated over $1 million to the Chippewa Valley since 2020. By using your Royal debit card, you're helping make a difference in your community. Open a Royal checking account and help us give back at rcu.org/bettertogether. Insured by NCUA.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's a surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. And with a new and improved surgery center coming soon to Rice Lake, book your appointment at CVOSM.com.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Step back, 15-footer right side of the lane, followed up and in by Minarski. Great rebound basket.
To Goulet, Goulet to Katie.
There we go.
Carrot, and a foul open arm for Katie.
Cards get it, here's Gus Thorpe.
Oh, he scored! Gus Thorpe!
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families and strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Online education is nothing new at Lakeland University. We've been leading the way for over 25 years. We call this learning opportunity Blend Ed, on-site or online. You'll call it the most flexible and convenient way to earn a degree your way. Trust the leader in online learning. Attend classes in real time, virtually from anywhere. Blend Ed at Lakeland University. You're only an internet connection away. To learn more, visit lakeland.edu/get started.
A stirring rendition of our nation's national anthem brought to us by the McDonald Pep Band. And we are ready for basketball here on WOGO and Max TV. Caleb Swenson, Mark Halverson, Mark Maloney with you, actually. Dawson Halverson is back at the WOGO home base in Halley. It's just all families around us here. Parents' night as well, the parents being honored by the McDonald players and managers before this game. And Phillips being introduced first. Casey Egbrecht, she's the coach's daughter, a junior, 18.2 points per game to lead the team, 5.5 assists and 5 steals as well. Matea Eckert, a sophomore, 17.2 points per game, number 10, 32. Elsa Schluter, a senior, 7.8 points per game, 5.5 rebounds. Salita Castor is a senior, 8.9 points per game, number 34, 3.8 rebounds. And Brooke Eckert, a junior, number 52, 9.5 points per game and 9.8 rebounds per game. They are a very balanced team with two players scoring nearly 20 per game and have two, in fact, three averaging almost 10 points per game. They will not have the services, though, of Kendall Wake tonight. She's a senior who's down with an ACL injury, as you heard Coach Mike Engelbrecht mention before the game. On the other side for head coach Don Cooper, Marley Hughes, the 5'9" captain, senior guard forward combo number 1, 11.9 points per game, leads the team at 6.6 assists. Callie Goulet, number 11, a junior forward, 5'10", 2.9 points, 3.1 rebounds. She had 4 points and 6 boards along with 3 assists against Kadaz. Emily Cooper, the second captain, 5'7", junior point guard, number 22, 15.4 points per game, leads the team, second on the team assists at 5.4. Aubrey Dorn, who had an incredible game with 20 points and 15 rebounds against Kadaz. She's the 6 foot junior center, number 23, 13.7 points per game, 10.4 rebounds, averaging a double-double. Kylie Jensen gets the start tonight, the 5'6 junior guard, number 34, 2.7 points, 2.5 rebounds. Don Cooper, ninth year as head coach of the McDonald Max Varsity Girls Program, 146-72. A 67% winning percentage. And let's play some basketball. We already had your Toyson Ford keys to the game brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. Aubrey Dorn will jump it up at midcourt and the tap won by Phillips and Elsa Schluter. Phillips, jet black uniforms, quick jumper, rattles in from just inside the left block, and that's Brooke Eckert, number 52. Phillips with burnt orange on the side, and McDonald with an early turnover. Phillips has white numerals, orange letters, white on the sides of the shorts, along with those orange stripes. McDonald was splendid in their home solid white uniforms with the solid royal blue numerals and lettering. Inbound goes right back to Brooke Eckert. 2-0. The early lead for the Phillips Loggers. They are number one seed in Division 4. Again, went to a sectional final. Unfortunately, blew a 13-point lead to Nielsville. Went to go to Bay State last year. Aubrey Dorn with a tie-up underneath, and that should send the possession arrow back to McDonald.
They're putting a little pressure on him right away, too.
Right out of the gate. Marley Hughes inbounds. Emily Cooper right back to Marley. Marley finds Aubrey Dorn right in the center of the floor. Marley to Emily, and to Aubrey, rather. And Aubrey, wide open path to the basket.
beautiful screen out there by Callie Millay.
Two apiece. Up top, Casey Egerbrecht, the coach's daughter and leading score runner, and the lane is good for Egerbrecht, makes it 4-2 Phillips. As Coach Egerbrecht mentioned in our pregame show, they lost a lot, but this program just reloads, not rebuilds. Marley Hughes, a bounce down to Callie Goulet, gets away from Goulet and out of bounds to Phillips.
That was a great look by Marley, and Callie just wasn't quite ready for it. Would have been an easy layup.
Minute 7 into this game. 4-2 Phillips. McDonald coming back with some pressure of their own. Salida Caster crosses over across the timeline. We'll drop it off up top to Matea Eckers. She's a talented sophomore. Her class here matches the number on her jersey, number 10. Right side, Schlater at the right elbow, face-to-face with Aubrey Dorn. Flips it out right side, and a steal by Kylie Jensen. Jensen wide open, pass to the basket, left side, and she's stripped to the ball by Egerbrecht. Nice play underneath by the coach's daughter. Prevents an easy layup.
Callie needed to take that with a little more authority. She kind of thought she had a clear shot, but it wasn't.
Marley Hughes will inbound, goes to Emily Cooper, left wing. Right back to Marley, wide open, left corner pocket, three. Rims in and out. Kylie Jensen, offensive rebound. Jensen back to Marley. Touch pass. Callie Goulet out to Marley on the left wing. Emily Cooper straight on. Kylie Jensen, right wing. Shoots it back up top. Emily Cooper between the wheels. McDonald trails by 2 to Phillips, 4-2. Again, two teams that both have designs on getting to state in their respective divisions. Emily Cooper, left wing, loads, fires, net.
Great shot. Good ball movement.
5-4, McDonald, their first lead. Long lead feed ahead to Schluter. Egerbrecht has at the left elbow, hits the brakes, pops it back out right wing. Caster. Caster wearing a bit of a brace or a sleeve on her right knee. Kick out up top, just inside the arc. And Schluter again. Schluter loses the ball to Aubrey Dorn. It's loose on the floor. Fighting for it is Emily Cooper. Tries to drag it away, and McDonald got a timeout. Yes, they did. We are back in 30 seconds on Wogo Radio and Max TV. 1-point game early.
Stop paying full price for gas or groceries. With Hy-Vee's Fuel Saver program, you'll save money at the pump and get exclusive deals and coupons with your Hy-Vee Fuel Saver card. Pick up your free card at the service counter of your local Hy-Vee on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire, or get a digital version of your Fuel Saver card with the Hy-Vee app. Shop for qualifying items in the store. Then watch the gas price go backward the next time you fill up. Hy-Vee, proud sponsor of Chi High and McDonald Athletics.
McDonald Area Catholic Schools, safe, faith-based, quality education. Witness the McDonald difference. Schedule your visit today at McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org. That's McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org. Lady Max lead 5-4, early going here against Phillips, thanks to a three by Emily Cooper. Marley Hughes shoots a pass to Aubrey Dorn across the mid-stripe. Dorn driving down the left side of the lane will go in hard, has her shot blocked on the way up. There's a lot of body in there, too.
Body.
Egerbrecht getting a screen, crossing over across the logo at midcourt. Callie Goulet on her. Kick out, thinking long about a three is Eckert. She'll swing it out to the right wing. Caster, kick into the right corner to long two. That one off the far side of the rim. Callie Goulet had the rebound taken away from her by Egerbrecht, who somehow managed not to go over the back. Right wing, long two from 18. That way off the mark, and Egerbrecht again fighting with Callie Goulet. And who's the foul on? Nope, they'll call a tie-up. And then possession will stay with Phillips.
She's a hustler there. Callie's got her hands full.
Egerbrecht listed at 5'5". She'll drop it into Caster. Jumper off the mark. Rebound to Aubrey Dorn, who averages double-digit rebounds. Emily Cooper to Marley Hughes. Marley, high post feed, Aubrey Dorn. Dorn turning at the right elbow. Has it knocked away from her, but Callie Goulet helpfully retrieves. They'll swing it out. Emily Cooper, deep three. She hits another bomb. Left wing triple for Emily.
Need her to stay hot.
8-4 McDonald. Left wing, that's Matea Eckert. Drives in hard to her sister and knocked out of bounds off of Emily Cooper off the miss by Brooke Eckert. I guess I'm going to assume that those are sisters, but maybe I shouldn't. Same last name. Could be cousins. You never know.
Yep.
Inbounds to Brooke Eckert. Almost loses it up top. Caster. Kick into the right corner. Driving in, almost a step. Good pivot foot there by Schluter. Out to Caster. Schluter gets it back right wing. One bounce, drops it off to Caster. Between the circles, slides a bounce pass for a 17-foot jumper. Schluter rattles it in. Also, Schluter, the 5'8" senior, cuts the McDonald lead to just 2-8-6. Cooper lofts a long bomb ahead to Aubrey Dorn, to Kylie Jensen. Jensen hard down the left side of the lane. It's too strong off the glass. Callie Goulet can't quite corral the rebound.
Good shot. They're doing a really good job of breaking the press.
Egebrecht left wing. Up top, working a right-handed bounce. Callie Goulet, the defensive specialist on this team. Callie Goulet knocks it away from her and a steal by Callie.
Very good defense there.
Emily Cooper across the logo. Against Eckert, swings into the left corner. Dangerous pass and stolen by Egebrecht. Turnover by McDonald's. Kylie Jensen's trying to find Cooper. And driving in hard along the left side of the baseline, Matea Eckert, her first basket. Again, she gets over 17 per game. 8 apiece, we're tied.
Fast-paced game here.
Marley Hughes high on the left, just beyond the mid-stripe at the left elbow. Kick out to Cooper from Aubrey Dorn. Finds Aubrey back in the right corner. Aubrey thinks about a three, instead pulls up for a 16-foot runner. That one off the mark. Maybe somebody got a piece of that. Eckert into the left corner, Egebrecht.
Back to Eckert. Nice job of pushing the ball up the court.
Eckert, the sophomore, in the left corner. To Brooke Eckert at the foul line. Kick out to the right wing. That's Schluter, who just hit a jumper from the right wing a moment ago. Drop down to Brooke Eckert. She lost it. Back to Schluter on the right wing. Schluter has a pass knocked down by Aubrey Dorn. Dorn goes hard to the floor for it, but Egebrecht is once again quickest to the ball. Back to Schluter. Schluter lost on the way to the hoop, kicked it out of bounds. McDonald basketball.
Good help defense there.
Izzy Hartman comes in, number 31, 5'6" junior guard. Averages 3.8 points, 2.7 rebounds, 2.2 steals. Quality Propane and Fuels, North of Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. Residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates and the latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Call 723-9490, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com. Marley Hughes on the left wing, drops it up top between the circles. Emily Cooper feeds the high post out to Marley again. Marley has it knocked away from her near midcourt. Shoots it back to Emily. Emily, big head fake. Drives in to Dorn. Out to Marley. Straight on three. Just off the front of the rim. Offensive rebound. Aubrey Dorn. Dorn straddling the arc. Finds Izzy Hartman. Cutting to the basket. Can't go in. Callie Goulet, offensive rebound to Marley Hughes. Runner from 10 feet is good.
Had some great looks there. Nice finish by Marley.
The girls all looking for one another as Izzy Hartman creates some chaos. And Eckert loses it out of bounds. Right near midcourt, Izzy Hartman immediately making an impact as she comes into this game. 10-8 McDonald, 11:42 to go here in the first half.
Phillips is in like a really wide 2-1-2 zone defense.
Aubrey Dorn at the right elbow. Attacking between two defenders, can't get the English off the glass. And a quick foul underneath, probably on Aubrey. It'll be her first. Well, as a working adult, there's more than one way to get an education. Lakeland University has you covered with Blend Ed, flexible learning options for the way you want to learn. Discover more at lakeland.edu/blended, lakeland.edu/blended. Schluter in the right corner. She's trapped, tied up. Possession arrow should go to McDonald. Aubrey Dorn able to tie up Schluter with a little help from Emily Cooper.
Didn't commit a foul.
That's good aggressive but clean defense from Aubrey Dorn as she just picked up her first foul but didn't there. Coming into the game, number 24, Emily Thaler, 5'11", senior center, averaging just under 2 points, just over two rebounds. Played some nice minutes against Cadott.
Yes. She's always giving it everything she's got out there.
Aubrey Dorn just outside the paint on the left. Spins, pass tipped out of bounds. Quick hands there by Matea Eckert. 7:03 remaining here in the first half. 2-point lead for McDonald, 10-8. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you on WOGO Radio and Max TV, 103.1 FM or AM 680, live streaming and podcasts at WOGO.com, or check out the live stream via McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org. For her third three, Emily Cooper off the inbound. She's hot tonight.
She has such a nice release.
Credit the assist to Miss Marley Hughes. 5-point lead for McDonald. Matea Eckert, right wing, one left-handed bounce. Fights to the high post and stolen away by Aubrey Dorn, and she got tripped. Yep. We have a call. Yes, we do. Yep. And Aubrey will get up a little slowly and shake that one off as she was about to hit second gear before getting tripped up. Went sprawling.
Fall on Taya Eckert.
That is her first, team's first, so team fouls even at one apiece. Inbounds from Ballard to Marley Hughes.
They've been playing right side. Some really clean basketball here, both teams.
They're, again, very talented teams. Long skip pass to Marley Hughes. Izzy Hartman along the baseline. Hartman walked with the basketball. Well, help your kids develop healthy dental habits for a lifetime. Start them at Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry. At Smiles in Motion, their board-certified pediatric dentists specialize in the smiles of infants, children, and teens, including those with special needs. Take a tour of the fun, child-friendly Smiles in Motion office at SIM4Kids.com. Schluter fights from the high post, and Fowler steps in front of the pass.
Oh.
And, oh, she threw it away. Emily Fowler knows it, too. Forced a turnover and then gave one up, but... good work dropping into that passing lane by Emily Fowler. New entrant into the game for Phillips, and that is number 12, Kendra Timmer. She's a sophomore, 2.5 points per game. Inbounds to Eckert. Eckert loses it along the baseline after missing a shot. Basketball to the Lady Macs.
Great defense by McDonald. McDonald's playing man-to-man defense. First time, well, that time they went out with their 1-3-1 a little bit. And they're mixing it up again. Very nice.
Aubrey Dorn in the right corner outside the arc finds Izzy Hartman cutting the basket. Her shot blocked by Brooke Eckert. Eckert along the baseline spins, drops it off to Matea Eckert. Eckert across the timeline. Left wing feed, Casey Agabrecht. Over to Matea Eckert. Force feeds the high post, and Fowler came from behind with a foul trying to knock that one away. That'll be the second on McDonald. First. Emily Fowler. Marley Hughes will exit, and Maddie Geisler in for the first time tonight. 5'5" junior guard, number 5, 3.4 points per game, has hit 23 pointers this season. Inbounds on the left wing. Back up top, Agabrecht to Matea Eckert. Eckert lost it to Aubrey Dorn, and Dorn fights it away from her. Now has a one-on-one, and Dorn hard to the rim. Shot. A foul, hoop and harm for Aubrey Dorn.
Maybe she had the one-on-one with the advantage, the height advantage, and took it hard to the hoop.
Good touch on that finish for Aubrey. 15-8 McDonald, 37 seconds away from the halfway point of this first half. And Dorn looking for three the old-fashioned way. Free throw, rattles in and out. She was 4-for-4 at Cadott on Friday night. 66% foul shooter. Matea Eckert, left wing. Over to Agabrecht, right wing. Phillips doesn't take a ton of threes. Another pass tipped, and Izzy Hartman rips it away after Emily Cooper knocked it loose. Emily Cooper takes her time across the timeline. Left wing, Maddie Geisler. Geisler at the high post. They'll work it into the right corner, Aubrey Dorn. Dorn holds over her head, whips it up top, Emily Cooper. Cooper directing some traffic with the ball on her hip. Flips over to Aubrey Dorn, back to Izzy Hartman. Hartman crashing hard to the hoop. Just a little bit too strong from the right block.
Emily Fowler's got a nice block out there.
Elbow jumper going glass and good for Salita Castor. Not sure if that was intentional or if she lost her balance a bit. Aubrey Dorn along the baseline. Good catch in traffic. Goes up strong and draws a foul. That could be Castor's first. Also in the area was Kendra Timmers. McDonald subs coming in. Callie Goulet and Marley Hughes shortly as Aubrey Dorn back to the line shooting two this time. First free throw is good. So 5 for Aubrey Dorn. Fowler comes out. Also Izzy Hartman out. Emily Cooper out as well as Kylie Jensen checks in along with Goulet and Hughes. 16-10 McDonald, 8:47 left. And that foul was on Castor, her first. Second free throw, a matched pair for Aubrey Dorn. She has 6 and a 7-point lead for McDonald, their largest of the night. Pass lofted to right corner to Sarah Knack, and another steal by McDonald. Kylie Jensen has it this time. Maddie Geisler back to Marley Hughes, high on the left. Drops at the high post, Aubrey Dorn. Dorn back out to Hughes, right at the circle for 3, just off the front of the iron. Rebound tracked down, but not quite saved by Kylie Jensen. She threw it instead to Agabrecht. Good effort there by Kylie. Agabrecht to bounce right corner. That's number 34, Salita Castor. Quick jumper along the baseline. Opposite side for Kendra Timmers is good. That one sweet from about 10 feet. 17-12 McDonald. Long lead feed ahead. Too far for Callie Goulet. And a turnover by the Max. Emily Cooper's going to come back in. Fast-paced first half.
That's got it, yeah. And that one we didn't need to be as fast-paced because we didn't need to throw that one down the court as far as we did.
Sarah Knack, trapped near midcourt, into the backcourt. Oh, she's fouled by Callie Goulet. Little hip and knee there tripped her up. Stelter Inc. works every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest lasting concrete. Stelter Inc., three generations of service and proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. That's StelterIncorporated.com. 5-point game, nice feed underneath the hoop. Aubrey Dorn changed that shot with an offensive rebound and a follow by Brooke Eckert. Again, you can see why she nearly averages a double-double. 17-14, the 7-point lead trimmed down to 3 for the Max. Marley Hughes cutting along the baseline. Good pass from Aubrey Dorn. Runner won't go for Marley from 6 feet. Rebound knocked out of bounds, though. We'll stay with McDonald. Matea Eckert will quickly check back in. Salita Castor will take a break. For Coach Mike Engebrecht. Marley Hughes to inbound. Aubrey Dorn calling for the ball. They'll go out to Emily Cooper, who got bodied up by Engebrecht, and the officials will let him play. Just outside the paint, Dorn kick out. Marley Hughes loads for 3, fires, comes up short from the left wing. Pass ahead, Dorn knocks it loose, but knocks it out of bounds. And we will have Katie Ruff in for the first time tonight on the stoppage. The 5'10 junior center number 15 will give Aubrey Dorn a quick breather here. 7:19 remaining and matching substitution. Elsa Schluter back in, the junior. Brooke Eckert will also take a break as both bigs will sit.
Aubrey's needs a well-deserved break.
In rhythm, 4-3 to tie the game. Casey Engebrecht off the inbounds. You can tell they practiced that. Tied at 17.
She has a quick release also.
Marley Hughes left wing. Marley finds Emily Cooper, who's had the hot hand with 3 threes for McDonald already here in the first half. Cooper trying to avoid a 5-second count, finds Kylie Jensen, refeeds Cooper right on the left. Cooper holding near that Phillips Loggers bench. Working between the circles to Kylie Jensen, high on the left, back to Cooper right wing. Drops it over to Marley Hughes outside the paint, feed down to Katie Ruff. Ruff kick out Cooper, Cooper for her 4-3. That one a little bit too long, fight for the rebound, and Phillips comes out with it. Kendra Timbers, and a steal by McDonald. Callie Goulet and Marley Hughes take it back. Emily Cooper, big head fake, pulls up at the left elbow, back to Marley straight on. To Emily Cooper, step back for 3, left wing. That went off the side of the iron, rebound again to McDonald. Emily Cooper comes out of the scrabble with it. Marley Hughes up top, back to Emily. Emily left wing with a head fake. Just straddling the arc, backtracking now with a dribble. Up top to Kylie Jensen, almost 2/3 of the way through the first half, tied at 17. Marley Hughes left wing, shoots it down to Katie Ruff, 6-footer, baseline good for Katie.
Nice smooth shot by Katie.
19-17, and a nice find by Marley Hughes. Touch pass to Matea Eckert. Knocked away by Kylie Jensen, and a foul on Eckert. That might be her second.
That's her third, I think, Caleb.
You might be right about that. Let's check in a moment. Eckert with foul. Brooke Eckert is going to come in. Matea Eckert will check right out. Timmer's out. And Schluter back in. You are absolutely correct. The second leading scorer for Phillips just picked up her third foul. Get some encouragement from her coach on the bench there, but I would assume that Matea Eckert will be sitting for the final 5:44 and change here the first half. Izzy Hartman at the left elbow, kick out Marley Hughes. Marley calling, maybe for a screen. Instead, she'll put it on the floor with the left hand. Work back to Marley. Marley from 17. That one rims in and out. Fight for the rebound underneath, and it is off of McDonald and out of bounds. At Grace Home Respiratory, their business is your good health with a wide variety of home medical supplies and equipment for sale or rental and a caring staff ready to answer any question. Grace Home Respiratory in Altoona. Visit ghr-ec.com. ghr-ec.com. Marley Hughes steps in front of a pass and steals it. Hughes to Emily Cooper, right wing. Cooper left-handed bounce, floats it over to Marley. Marley rotates. Left wing, Izzy Hartman. Hartman fights a pass back to Marley Hughes high on the left with 5:05 to go, 19-17. McDonald here against Phillips. Going behind her back, Marley Hughes drops it off to Callie Goulet. Goulet to Emily Cooper. Back to Marley on the left wing.
She's thinking about it.
Marley to Izzy Hartman. 18-foot jumper. Hartman rims in and out. Fight for the rebound. Callie Goulet nearly avoided a foul there. Sarah Knack almost turned it over, and a whistle near midcourt.
Yeah, I think Marley did get her on the arm there when she thought she had a clean steal.
I think that's just the first on Marley Hughes. Callie Goulet out, Aubrey Dorn back in. And a timeout taken, full timeout. We're back in 60 seconds. Lady Max Basketball on WOGO Sports.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families and strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Lady Max Basketball and WOGO Sports. Caleb Swenson, Mark Halverson. I did it again. Mark Maloney with you. Dawson Halverson back at the WOGO Studios, our intrepid board operator. Two-point game here between McDonald and Phillips. Pass by Eckert into the lane, knocked right back to her. Now Eckert will have her shot from 17 feet, bumped. Offensive rebound save right to Phillips, and up and out. No good. The miss from point blank by Elsa Schluter. Aubrey Dorn rotates to Emily Cooper left wing. Big head fake by Cooper to Aubrey Dorn. Dorn goes hard to the rim and a nice touch off the glass and trap.
I was just kind of chuckling there because everybody was cutting to the basket and they didn't know who to throw it to.
Dorn with a steal steps in front of a pass. Push ahead to Izzy Hartman. Hartman Euro steps between two defenders, draws the foul. 21-17 McDonald, exactly 4 minutes remaining in the first half. And Izzy Hartman will go to the line shooting two. Give us time to let you know that McDonald Area Catholic Schools is safe, faith-based, quality education. Witness the McDonald difference. Schedule your tour today at McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org. That's McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org. It is open enrollment season. Find out about free tuition opportunities for a limited time for qualified families. Hartman misses the first, spotting up the second. Free throw is good for Izzy. 22-17, the lead for McDonald. Some three-quarter court pressure with Hartman leading the charge. Pass to Brooke Eckert at the foul line. Going over the top of Dorn, way too strong. Offensive rebound by Phillips and a foul in the paint. That may be on Izzy.
Yep.
I think it is. Yep. It's the team's fifth, so whistles even at five apiece for both of these squads. 3:50 left, 22-17 McDonald here in the first half. Emily Fowler is going to come in for Marley. Underneath the hoop, Knack will inbound, and Aubrey Dorn swats it away for a moment but couldn't quite get to it before the fast hands of Engebrecht. Oh. A shot just thrown into the backstop by Salida Castor. Pass, I should say, rather. But not sure who she was looking for, but they were not there.
Absolutely nobody there.
Across the logo to Maddie Geisler goes Emily Cooper. Feet at the high post, finding Cooper. Cooper just outside the right block, over the top of a leaping defender. A kiss off the window for two. Wow, what a nice touch.
Aubrey just has a great eye for everybody.
Brooke Eckert driving in hard, comes up short, rebound snared by Fowler. Outlet, Emily Cooper. Cooper across the timeline, pass in traffic to Dorn. Dorn, touch pass to Izzy Hartman as she's falling out of bounds. Rotate, Maddie Geisler loads and fires for three.
No.
Money!
Nothing but net.
Maddie Geisler, her 21st of the season. 10-point lead for the Lady Max, 27-17. Under three to play here in the first half. In the left corner, Salida Castor. Castor, pass up top, that's Egebrecht. Egebrecht drops it down. Quick three from 18, excuse me, a two from 18. Knocked out of bounds off the miss. That was Knack with the miss, but will stay with Phillips as Castor of the Loggers. Going to knock it off McDonald. Callie Goulet. Marley Hughes out as Coach Cooper rotating everybody out there, keeping things fresh. Inbounds right to Eckert. Eckert goes up strong, draws a foul. That might be Callie Goulet. With 2:46 left.
Maddie
Geisler. So that's Maddie's first, team's sixth. Last one to give for the Lady Max. But this will be two shots for Brooke Eckert. First free throw is good for Eckert. He's a 50% foul shooter, so percentages would say the second one won't go in. We'll see.
Second attempts. And that one is too strong. Rebound, Dorn. Harley Hughes across the logo. 2:39 to go. 27-18 McDonald here in the first half. Aubrey Dorn finds Marley Hughes just outside the paint. To Emily Cooper. They'll rotate back to Marley. Kick to Dorn. Dorn to Emily Cooper left wing. Little triangle over there. Right side, Maddie Geisler. Geisler to Marley Hughes, right corner. Back to Maddie. And we have a whistle. And
again, Callie with an illegal screen, I believe.
Wow.
Yep.
I didn't see it, but the official's on top of the call. And so that is the seventh foul against McDonald. But an offensive foul, of course, and no free throws here for Phillips. And Callie Goulet will stand at the Phillips free throw line. Some pressure in the backcourt. She'll trap near midcourt. Nice. Emily Cooper comes up with a steal. Cooper down the lane, left hand, too strong. Callie Goulet fights down an offensive rebound along the baseline. Kick out Maddie Geisler. Left corner, pocket three. Oh. No. Knocks back out to Aubrey Dorn, though. To Emily Cooper. Cooper, right pocket three. That one too strong. Fighting for the rebound. Aubrey Dorn saves it, but back into Phillips. My goodness, McDonald is crashing the boards. Soon these shots will fall.
Great looks.
Long jumper, that one all air for Phillips. Rebound, Marley Hughes. Emily Cooper with a minute 47 to go. Cooper to Aubrey Dorn, right corner. Dorn fires a pass to Marley Hughes. She can't get one to fall from 10 feet in the lane. Rebound, the Phillips loggers.
Toughest shot out there is that little five-footer straight on to the basket.
Feed to Eckert at the left elbow. Kick out, in rhythm for three, off the front of the iron, no for Egebrex. Rebound pulled down by Maddie Geisler, excuse me, Marley Hughes, and Marley is fouled. I think Knack picked up that one.
Yep.
Substitutions, Kylie Jensen comes in for Maddie Geisler, Izzy Hartman to come in as well. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics, Northwestern Bank. Under 90 seconds to play in the first half. 9-point lead for your McDonald Lady Max. WOGO and Max TV. Good to have you with us. Kylie Jensen left wing at the left elbow. Gets it back from Marley Hughes. Finds Emily Cooper. Cooper up top. Kylie Jensen floats into the right corner. Feed down to Marley. Marley, beautiful dime dropped underneath. Aubrey Dorn up and in for two. Wow, in traffic.
Yes, I don't think anybody thought Marley was going to make that pass.
29-18. Back out to Egebrecht, the junior for Phillips. Aubrey Dorn is on her. Egebrecht into the left corner. Quick three snapped out there. That one an airball. Offensive rebound up and in and out for Elsa Schluter. Rebound again to Dorn. She's going to get her double-double in the first half.
Yes. Cooper's going to slow it down here. 30 seconds left.
Kylie Jensen, left wing. Over to Emily Cooper. Cooper at the elbow, rotates right corner. Izzy Hartman. Hartman walked with the basketball, getting into her move. Well, White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes for all your windshield, glass, and garage door needs. Call White City Glass of Chippewa Falls, proud sponsor of Chi-High McDonald High School Athletics on WOGO for over 30 years. White City Glass. 20 seconds remaining. Down to Knack. Knack fights a pass into the paint. Nice move and a foul. Brooke Eckert crashing to the rim will go to the line shooting two, and this is against whom?
That
for McDonald.
Izzy Hartman.
Izzy Hartman picks up her second, team's eighth. Eckert split a pair of free throws last time. First free throw here is good. Ivy halftime show coming up. 10-point lead for McDonald pending this second free throw for Brooke Eckert. And that one looks too strong, and it is too strong, but the rebound batted out. Emily Cooper swoops in to grab it with 10 seconds left. Cooper across the timeline. Izzy Hartman left wing finds Marley Hughes. Marley for her first three of the night.
Yes.
Money! Left corner. Marley Hughes makes it 32-19 as the clock runs out on the first half. And what a first half effort for your McDonald Max. 32-19. They lead the Phillips Loggers. Coming up next, the Hy-Vee Halftime Show brought to you by your local Hy-Vee grocery store on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. Find surprise deals and savings on the Hy-Vee Eau Claire Facebook page. Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. We are back in 3.5 minutes on WOGO Radio and Max TV, 32-19. McDonald with the lead.
Built to last. That's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Yep, it's cold. Spending extra time indoors, you realize it's time for a change. No, not a tropical getaway. Something a little more practical, like that long overdue bathroom remodel from Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower or a jacuzzi. How about finally adding that extra bathroom in the basement? Call Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate and make the dream happen.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
McDonald Area Catholic Schools.
We chose to come to this school based on the opportunity for our kids to have a well-rounded, you know, not only an education, but a faith life.
Witness the McDonald difference.
The staff has really gone the extra mile to get to know the parents and the family, so there's really never a question of if the kids are going to be safe when they come here or not.
McDonald Area Catholic Schools. Safe, faith-based, quality education. Schedule your visit today at McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org.
Hy-Vee's low price lockdown is just another reason you'll find a smile down every aisle. Saving you money is Hy-Vee's first priority, and the red low price lockdown tag means you're getting the lowest price in town. Hy-Vee shops the competition so you don't have to, and the lockdown symbol means you can rest assured those prices won't change unless they lower them. Making your life easier with the low price lockdown. Your local Hy-Vee on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. Hy-Vee, proud sponsor of Chi High and McDonald Athletics.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Online education is nothing new at Lakeland University. We've been leading the way for over 25 years. We call this learning opportunity Blend Ed, on-site or online. You'll call it the most flexible and convenient way to earn a degree your way. Trust the leader in online learning. Attend classes in real time, virtually from anywhere. Blend Ed at Lakeland University, your only an internet connection away. To learn more, visit lakeland.edu/get started.
Welcome to the Hy-Vee Halftime Show, brought to you by your local Hy-Vee grocery store on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. Find surprise deals and savings on the Hy-Vee Eau Claire Facebook page, Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. Well, a lot of smiles on the McDonald's side as they've opened up a 32-19 halftime advantage over the visiting Phillips Loggers. Phillips, a number one seed in Division 4, McDonald a number two in Division 5, and a great non-conference test, Mark Maloney. And the Lady Macs, they've looked good the last two times we've seen them. I mean, even better than usual.
They have. I mean, I don't know what it is, if they're just that hyped up to, you know, get into the playoffs or what the deal is. But, man, they are playing some really, really good defense. I got Phillips down for 11 turnovers, and I don't know if that's characteristic of them or not. But
17 turnovers per game, so it is a little bit of a bugaboo for them.
Yes, but so, again, credit the McDonald defense because they didn't. Been stifling them, mixing it up between man-to-man, and that 1-3-1 with Aubrey Dorn up top, they're struggling to get the ball moving around there. They're just having a hard time with that. And then on the offensive side, they're doing a really good job against Phillips's 2-1-2, which is a really spread out 2-1-2. The middle's wide open. They're doing a good job getting the ball inside. The collapses, they kick it back out, and You know, you got Emily hitting some threes. You got Marley hitting a three. You got Maddie hitting three. So they're doing a great job on the offense. They're doing a great job on defense. But let's see how this second half turns out.
Five made threes in the first half for your McDonald Lady Macs. They've had six players score. Phillips also six players have scored, led by six from Brooke Eckert and five from Casey Egebrecht. Then two apiece from Matea Eckert, who has those three fouls. Kendra Timmers, Elsa Schluter, and Salita Castor contributing two apiece as well. For the McDonald Lady Macs, Emily Cooper and Aubrey Dorn both in double digits. Emily with three triples so far, 11 points. Aubrey Dorn with 10 points. Five for Marley Hughes, including that late three. Three for Maddie Geisler, two for Katie Ruff, and one for Izzy Hartman. Here on the Hy-Vee Halftime Show, brought to you by your local Hy-Vee grocery store in Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. Let's take a listen to how the first half sounded. Your Hy-Vee highlights. Out to Marley on the left wing. Emily Cooper straight on. Kylie Jensen right wing, shoots it back up top. Emily Cooper between the wheels. McDonald trails by two to Phillips, 4-2. Again, two teams that both have designs on getting to state in their respective divisions. Emily Cooper left wing, loads, fires, net.
Great shot.
Marley Hughes. Marley, high post feed, Aubrey Dorn. Dorn turning at the right elbow, has it knocked away from her, but Callie Goulet helpfully retrieves. They'll swing it out. Emily Cooper, deep three. She hits another bomb. Left wing triple for Emily.
They need her to stay hot. Really good job of breaking the press.
Egebrecht left wing. Up top, working a right-handed bounce. Callie Goulet, the defensive specialist on this team. Callie Goulet knocks it away from her and a steal by Callie.
Very good.
M680 live streaming and podcasts at WOGO.com or check out the live stream via McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org. For her third three, Emily Cooper off the inbound. She's hot tonight.
She has such a nice release.
Eckert lost it to Aubrey Dorn, and Dorn fights it away from her. Now has a one-on-one. And Dorn hard to the rim. Shot rolls in, counted in a foul. Hoop and harm for Aubrey Dorn.
She had the one-on-one with the advantage, the height advantage.
Aubrey Dorn rotates to Emily Cooper left wing. They have fake by Cooper to Aubrey Dorn. Dorn goes hard to the rim and a nice touch off the glass in traffic.
I was just kind of chuckling there because everybody was cutting to the basket and they didn't know who to throw it to.
Dorn with
absolutely nobody there.
Cross the logo to Maddie Geisler goes Emily Cooper. Feet at the high post, finding Cooper. Cooper just outside the right block, over the top of a leaping defender. A kiss off the window for two. Hart comes up short, rebound snared by Thaler. Outlet, Emily Cooper. Cooper across the timeline, pass in traffic to Dorn. Dorn, touch pass to Izzy Hartman as she's falling out of bounds. Rotate, Maddie Geisler loads and fires for three.
No.
Money!
Nothing but net.
Have you with us. Kylie Jensen left wing at the left elbow, gets it back from Marley Hughes. Finds Emily Cooper. Cooper up top, Kylie Jensen floats into the right corner. Feed down to Marley. Marley, beautiful dime dropped underneath. Aubrey Dorn up and in for two. Wow, in traffic.
Yes, I don't think anybody thought Marley was going to make that pass.
Batted out. Emily Cooper swoops in to grab it with 10 seconds left. Cooper across the timeline. Izzy Hartman left wing finds Marley Hughes. Marley for her first three of the night.
Yes.
Money! Left corner. Marley Hughes makes it 32-19. And that's our halftime show, and that is the Hy-Vee Halftime Show brought to you by your local Hy-Vee grocery store on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. Find surprise deals and savings on the Hy-Vee Eau Claire Facebook page, Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. One more halftime tradition, Mark Maloney's military shout-outs. Please take it away, Mark.
Thanks, Caleb. I'll start at the bottom of my list here. We got 19 of us on the list here. Mason Gadel, the 2022 Chi-Hi grad with the Merchant Marines. Matt Pulver at Offutt Air Force Base, Nebraska, flying reconnaissance RC-135s. Marshall Lone Tree Burgess is a Chi-Hi grad in the Air Force in Germany. Ellie Eckes, a McDonald grad in the Army National Guard out of Chippewa. Chuck Gardo is a Chi-Hi grad in the Marine Corps stationed in Hawaii. Noah Stewart is a Chi-Hi grad currently stationed at Lackland Air Force Base, Texas. Wayne Trimble, a McDonald grad, is at Fort McCoy with the Army National Guard. Brandon Anderson from Colfax is active duty in the Navy. John Hayton from Colfax in the Army Guard out of Spooner. Jordan Chartrand in the Army stationed at Fort Bragg. Austin Towson in the Marine Corps Reserves. Carter Billen
working security forces at Fairchild Air Force Base, Kristen Levesser Davis in the Air Force National Guard, along with Sarah Passon Bovey in the 133rd Civil Engineers, Minnesota Air Guard, Greg Hovland, another Colfax grad at Scott Air Force Base, Illinois, Kyle and Nicole Leadholm at Dover Air Force Base, Maryland, Jory Kabishik at Holloman Air Force Base, Alex Maloney down at Barksdale Air Force Base, Louisiana, Glenn Maloney and our daughter-in-law Linda and our granddaughter Rosalie and our granddaughter Freya, who is doing fantastic, having 29 weeks would have been today in the womb, but she's got 2.5 weeks out of the womb.
Just wanted to get a head start.
And she's doing very, very well. Everybody appreciate all the thoughts and prayers that are going out for her.
Phillips will start with the basketball. Quick foul on Emily Cooper. That's her first of the night. And a long two. And I missed who that was from.
I think it was number three.
So that would be Casey Egebrecht. Who averages nearly 18 per game. That was about a 16-17-foot jumper. Yeah. 32-21. Phillips coming out of the gate strong. The Loggers against the Max here. Phillips in Division Four went to a sectional final last year. Donald, of course, went to state in D5. Pass fought down to Aubrey Dornan. Dornan up and in for two. She has a game-high 12 points. Now a pass almost gets away from Egebrecht. She steams by a couple McDonald defenders in the lane. Pull-up comes up short from 6 feet. Offensive rebound putback. Good work there by Elsie Schluter. 34-23, 11-point game. McDonald led 32-19 at halftime. Quick pace to start the second half, just as we had in the first. Kylie Jensen lines up for three, comes up short. Offensive rebound, Aubrey Dorn. Dorn goes right back up with the right hand.
Oh.
Can't get it to fall. She twisted up and around Brooke Eckert. Now Eckert trying to go coast to coast. No one's stopping the ball. Eckert goes too strong. Marley Hughes may have got a piece of that. Aubrey Dorn coming from behind and fouls Schluter on the offensive rebound.
Aubrey wasn't real. Didn't think she got it, but she might have got a little piece of the arm.
Schluter will shoot two. At Wynn Family Dentistry, Dr. Daniel Wynn, Dr. Annie Gunderson, and their team are ready to serve you near St. Joseph's in Chippewa Falls. Wynn Family Dentistry. Read testimonials on the Wynn Family Dentistry Facebook page. No good on the first free throw for senior Elsa Schluter. Second is good. Makes it a 10-point game, 34-24 McDonald. This is the Phillips team. Brings a 19-2 record into this game. Emily Cooper, cross-court skip, inside the arc. Kylie Jensen just outside the paint, working the pivot foot back out to Cooper. Touch pass down at the right block, feeding Marley Hughes. Aubrey Dorn won't go in. Offensive rebound, put back. No for Callie Goulet. Knocked out of bounds. Will stay with McDonald.
Really good looks. Easy layups there, and they just got a little too much spin on it.
16:36 to go in the game. 34-24 McDonald. Inbounds Emily Cooper holding. Aubrey Dorn wants it. She'll go up top. Marley Hughes right back to Emily in the right corner in front of her own bench. To Marley Hughes also on the right side. Cross-court skip. Kylie Jensen. Jensen high pass over to Emily Cooper. Cooper back to Kylie up top between the circles. Kylie rotates back to Cooper left wing. High post feed. Marley Hughes. Beautiful touch pass down low. Aubrey Dorn cutting along the baseline for two.
Made it look easy.
Goodness. Wheeling at the top of the key there. Marley Hughes. What a nice bounce pass. Such an art form. Trying to return the favor, Egebrecht. Egebrecht will kick it out for a three. That one rims in and out. But offensive rebound for Salida Castor. Castor finds Schluter in the lane, and Schluter draws a foul. That's Eckert, rather. 52 rather than 32, and Eckert will go right back to the line. She's 2 of 4 red at her season, average 50% from the foul line so far.
Marty Hughes picked up her second.
Second on Hughes, and Brooke Eckert makes the first this time. Trying to hit a pair for the first time tonight. And averages will hold as she'll miss the second. And another rebound for Aubrey Dorn. She just absolutely eats up the ball when it's loose. Jensen floats it over to Emily Cooper, left wing. 36-25 McDonald. Whistle up top, and I believe they will get Salida Castor with that one. That's the team's first of the second half. Three fouls already on McDonald. And that is the second on Castor. Kylie Jensen out, Izzy Hartman in for the Lady Max and Coach Cooper. Inbounds to Emily Cooper, working against Matea Eckert, who has to be careful with those three fouls. In the high post, Aubrey Dorn turns and faces the bucket. Kick out, right corner, three, Emily Cooper, front rim, no. Rebound Matea Eckert, Marley Hughes knocks away from her off of Eckert.
Oh, yeah, I think it did go off of Marley's shin.
of a shin. I thought I saw it off of the shoe from Eckert, but you and the official had a better view than me. 36-25, 11-point game. McDonough with the lead here on their home floor. Almost 3 minutes into the second half. Matea Eckert chased by Izzy Hartman in front of her own bench, doubled by Callie Goulet. Fights a pass up top. That's Egebrecht. Egebrecht into the paint. Runner from 6 feet. Good. Nice touch on that shot, pushed up and in by Casey Egebrecht, the junior. 9-point game. The high post, turning and facing the hoop, finding Izzy Hartman, cutting to the basket. No. Almost an assist there for Aubrey Dornan. Nice move by Izzy. Oh. Emily Cooper knocks the ball loose. It's still loose on the floor. Picked up by Callie Goulet, and a timeout taken. Well, let's see.
30-second
timeout. They gave him a timeout. Back in 30 seconds here on WOGO and Max TV.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's a surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. And with a new and improved surgery center coming soon to Rice Lake, book your appointment at CVOSM.com.
With a Royal Credit Union checking account, you get endless ways to bank, save, and spend. Royal's checking accounts offer all the benefits you need, like no minimum balance, no monthly fees, and customizable real-time alerts. You'll have access to our free online banking and mobile app, so managing your account is easy. We're in your neighborhood, on your phone, and here to help. Open your checking account with Royal Credit Union today at rcu.org/royalchecking account. Insured by NCUA.
Back to the action here in Chippewa Falls. 36-27. McDonough with the 9-point lead end possession. Emily Cooper up top. Drops it over to Izzy Hartman in front of her own bench. Hartman driving along the right baseline. Backs it out to Cooper. Cooper, the big head fake. Matched up against Egebrecht. And Egebrecht with the reach in and the foul. Team second. And I believe her second as well.
No, that's just her first.
Aubrey Dorn inbounds into the backcourt. High catch there by Emily Cooper. She'll take a moment, then walk across the midstripe. To Marley Hughes, high on the left. Marley pursued by Matea Eckert. Drops a bounce pass over and a walk by Emily Cooper.
Maybe.
Just lost her balance a bit. Getting into her move. Single-digit deficit for Phillips. 36-27, your McDonald Lady Max here on their home floor. Matea Eckert driving in hard. Finds Brooke Eckert. Eckert crowds through two McDonald defenders, but can't get the shot to fall. And Aubrey Dorn again with the rebound. Our bodies were flying everywhere on that drive. A runner in the lane bottoms it. Emily Cooper with 13. That one from about 10 feet out.
Matea Eckert
crosses over. Flip out left side. Egebrecht in rhythm for three. Nailed it. That's her second triple. 38-30. Quick release there by Egebrecht. 8-point game. Fowler's about to come back in for McDonald. The high post. Aubrey Dorn turns. Finds Emily Cooper cutting along the baseline. Walled up there by Schluter. Aubrey Dorn up top to Marley Hughes. Hughes working a right-handed bounce. Drives in on her defender. Kick out. Aubrey Dorn in the right corner. Dorn holds above her head. Shoots it over to Emily Cooper at the high post. Kick out. Aubrey Dorn. Dorn driving baseline. Over to Emily Cooper high on the right. Emily with a left-handed dribble drive. Kick out. Marley Hughes. Marley head fake. Izzy Hartman. Hartman driving baseline. Slides a bounce pass to Emily Cooper. Cooper backing down her defender in the lane. High off the glass. Ooh. Oh, it won't go down. It's a nice post move there by Emily Cooper. Izzy Hartman just took a spill in the middle of the floor. Phillips with some numbers. Matea Eckert as McDonald regroups. She'll step back for three right at the circle. Back rim brick. No offensive rebound. And a foul underneath. Brooke Eckert has done a lot of damage inside. And she'll breathe a little heavily as she goes to the line.
Izzy Hartman just picked up her third.
That is the fourth on McDonald. 12:48 left. And Phillips creeping closer. Eckert, first free throw. Rims in. She is 5 for 9 from the free throw line. Brooke Eckert. Fowler now in for McDonald. Second free throw for Eckert, and she hits a pair for the first time tonight. Eckert putting together a very nice game. 38-32, two possession advantage for McDonald as Phillips creeping closer. Marley Hughes up top. Drops a bounce pass to Emily Cooper. Thinks better of a three. At the high post, Aubrey Dorn. Dorn turning, facing the bucket. Now working a pivot. Not up top, Emily Cooper. Cooper back to Marley Hughes high on the right. Matty Geisler about to come in at the next stoppage. Aubrey Dorn, Izzy Hartman. Hartman driving right to the basket. Euro step won't go down. Fowler fighting for the rebound. Eckert takes it away. 12-14 to go. 6-point game. McDonald with the lead. Hagebrecht out to Matea Eckert. Eckert 4-3. That one far side of the rim. No. Rebound Izzy Hartman. Quickly hands off to Emily Cooper. Cooper thought about a long pass. Instead, we'll drop it off to Marley Hughes. To Aubrey Dorn. Dorn going right around a screen by Fowler.
Nice.
Countered in the foul.
Nope.
Oh, nice work there.
They call an offensive foul.
Yeah. Did they get an illegal screen?
On Emily Fowler.
Mm. Well, it looked nice, but our view was a little shaded.
Yeah.
What looked like a really nice seal by Fowler must have been an illegal screen.
Yeah. Kind of just moving and paving the way.
That's Emily's second 6-point game. Hagebrecht left wing. Back to Matea Eckert. Touch pass for a long two in the right corner. Good for Salida Castor. 38-34. McDonald's 13-point halftime advantage whittled down to just 4 points. How will the Lady Macs respond against this Phillips team? Aubrey Dorn up top to Maddie Geisler. Geisler holding above her head to Marley Hughes. On her hip, now working a right-handed dribble drive. Fights it into the paint and knocked away. Marley Hughes now retrieves out of a scramble. Hughes down the lane. Runner. Scooping shot. Good.
We needed that one.
Been a bit since McDonald had a bucket and a nice finger roll in traffic for Marley. 40-34, back to a 6-point game. Hagebrecht drops it down to Schluter in the left corner inside the arc. Driving baseline against Izzy Hartman. Walls up on her along the baseline. Hagebrecht up top, the junior between two defenders. Somehow up and in, falling to the deck. Casey Hagebrecht answers right back.
Oh, tough shot.
Marley Hughes across the logo. Hughes runs into a double and she's fouled. That looks like Hagebrecht. That would be her second. Callie Goulet will come back in a moment. And Emily Cooper. Allen and Izzy Hartman will take a break with 10:42 left. Oh, if that's Eckert. On Matea Eckert, so that is her fourth. Wow. Inbounds to Cooper with 10:41 to go. At the high post, Marley Hughes working the pivot. Kick out, Emily Cooper, left wing three. That one all air. Offensive rebound, put back. Aubrey Dorn.
Caught it as a pass.
A rare miss when Emily Cooper doesn't get rim, but Aubrey Dorn, perfect position. Mack throws it away.
Perfect.
To Aubrey Dorn. Dorn to Emily Cooper. Cooper weaving right side. Maddie Geisler loads, fires for three. Back rim, no. And the rebound chased down by Callie Goulet. Saves it to the left corner. Emily Cooper to Marley Hughes. Left elbow jumper.
Oh, my goodness.
In and out. 42-36.
Mack girls are getting some really, really good looks when they put the ball in the middle of the paint there, and they just don't get him to fall.
Eckert into the corner, driving baseline, pulling up from 10, rimming in and out. No good there for Salida Castor. Maddie Geisler tracks down the rebound to Emily Cooper. Cooper being pursued by Brooke Eckert. Finds Callie Goulet just inside the left block, and Goulet threw it away. Good pursuit. Castor and recovering, and then gave it right back to McDonald and Emily Cooper. And Emily's going to slow it down just a bit. 9.5 to go. Walks it across the timeline. Left side feed, Maddie Geisler, the junior. Maddie back to Emily. Emily drops it at the high post, left elbow. Down to Callie Goulet. Goulet in traffic, kick out. Emily Cooper for three. Yes! Left corner, Emily Cooper, her fourth triple. She has 16 and a timeout on the floor as McDonald leads 45-36. We are back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports and Max TV.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families and strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Step back, 15-footer right side of the lane. Followed up and in by Minarski. Great rebound basket.
To Goulet. Goulet to Katie. Run.
There we go.
Counted. And a foul. Open arm for Katie.
Cards get it. Here's Gus. Storm.
Oh, he scored. Gus scored. Fouled it off
please.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
.13 seconds away from the halfway points of this second half in Chippewa Falls. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you at Stephen Deb Racer Gymnasium inside McDonald Central High School. Awesome Dawson Halverson back at the WOGO home base in Halley running the buttons and knobs. 45-36, McDonald with a 9-point lead coming out of the timeout. Phillips, right side, Knack, a long two or a short three. Offensive rebound right back to Phillips as that one off the mark. Out to Egebrecht, closeout prevents another three by that junior sharpshooter. Knack, a runner, falling away. Another offensive rebound by Phillips and will stay with them as it's knocked out of bounds as Schluter and Aubrey Dorn collided there.
Yeah, I don't know how. Aubrey must have hit it out of her hand because I don't know. It looked like it went off of a Phillips girl.
Inbounds, Kylie Jensen almost takes it away from Brooke Eckert. Now Eckert hard into the paint. Runner too strong. Aubrey Dorn, another rebound. She had 15 against Cadott. She's well on her way to those type of numbers again. 45-36 McDonald, 8:34 to go. Kylie Jensen back to Emily Cooper. They left her alone for another three.
Oh, that was halfway down.
Aubrey Dorn has the rebound, scoops it over to Marley Hughes in the left corner. Floats over to Kylie Jensen. Emily calling for it. Right wing. Emily fights it to Marley Hughes. Hughes drops it down to Callie Goulet, saving it along the baseline as she missed it for a moment. Out to Kylie Jensen. Jensen cutting between three defenders in the paint. Hard to the rack and foul.
I'm going to put that one on. Maybe Eckert.
That'll be the team's fourth.
52.
What? Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, their team of highly trained sports medicine, orthopedic surgeons, and athletic trainers will get you back in the game. Don't let a lingering sports injury keep you from being your best. As Kylie Jensen at her best hits that free throw. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. Visit CVOSM.com/WOGO for Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, CVOSM.com/WOGO. Marley Hughes and Aubrey Dorn will exit before the second free throw. Izzy Hartman and Katie Ruff back in for Coach Cooper. Did the scoreboard update?
Kylie should be able to.
There it is. 46-36. Second free throw is good as well. Kylie Jensen, 47% foul shooter, hits a pair, makes it 47-36. Now Kylie and Goulet will come out on Casey Egebrecht. Matea Eckert back out there with those four fouls. A pass batted away by Emily Cooper to Izzy Hartman.
Nice job.
Safety and a DB there. Jensen up top. I'm going to make a lot more football analogies now that the season's over.
Yeah.
Because I miss it already. Kylie Jensen, too strong on the pass and too tall for Izzy Hartman. And she was cutting toward the hoop, and they thought she was going to fade away into the corner. Matea Eckert quickly across the timeline to Egebrecht, right back to Eckert. Quickly into the corner, that's Knack. To Brooke Eckert. Eckert driving it hard. Looks like she took an extra step, but Emily Cooper just took the ball away from her. How does she do that?
Yeah, I thought maybe they could call it jump ball.
Now Eckert gets McDonald right back by swatting away a shot along the baseline from Izzy Hartman. Matea Eckert, right corner. Brooke Eckert calling for the ball. They'll go left side. Egebrecht right back to Matea Eckert. Egebrecht on the left wing now. Penetrating with the paint. Kick into the corner. 16-foot jumper. Off the mark. No. Callie Goulet in a crowd. Looks like she took a shot in the face. Oh, goodness. The ball is loose. And Emily Cooper out. But Callie Goulet still down. The officials are going to stop play. Yep. They've got to. As Callie Goulet took an inadvertent shot, unfortunately, to the face.
Face and she's holding the knee. And I think it was just a hard fall to the ground.
Callie Goulet getting back to her feet. But she's just going to need to shake that one off. She is a tough kid.
She's got tears running down her face, and Lynn Royce, the trainer, says, "Are you okay?" She says, "I'm fine."
Oh, goodness. Callie plays so hard. Just love the way that kid gives effort every single night. This entire McDonald team, I mean, you put them in for 2 minutes or 20 minutes, and you're going to get the same level of effort from every kid on that bench.
That was just a big scrum there with a lot of bodies going to the ground, and Callie took the brunt of it.
McDonald now on the attack, moving right to left. Emily Cooper left wing, drop of the high post. Marley Hughes slides a nice bounce pass down hard to Aubrey Dorn, who goes too strong off the glass.
Those are just great. Yes, those are great looks, great passes.
Matea Eckert lost it, swatted away. Tomahawked Izzy Hartman. Off the scrum created by Emily Cooper. Long lead feed ahead to Aubrey Dorn, and Dorn backing in draws a foul with 6:29 to play and an 11-point lead for McDonald. And looking for more. That one, I believe, will be called against Kendra Timmers. No. Team's fifth. Team fouls even at five apiece. Aubrey Dorn, first free throw is good. We'll make a difference in your community with a Royal Credit Union checking account. Each time you use your Royal debit card, up to 5 cents goes back to your community through the nonprofit Royal Credit Union Foundation. Learn more at rcu.org/bettertogether. rcu.org/bettertogether. Insured by NCUA. Short on the second free throw for Aubrey Dorn. She still has a game high 17. 48-36, 12-point lead for McDonald. And their 13-point halftime advantage cut down to four. A nice response. Brooke Eckert to Matea Eckert, left wing. Jab step over to Knack. Knack at the high post. Brooke Eckert feeds it out to Schluter in the corner. Schluter runs into a double. Leaves it for Knack. Knack back to Schluter. Bobbling the pass. Izzy Hartman knocks it away. Saves it right back to Schluter. Schluter in the paint. Hit on the way up. Marley Hughes may get that foul.
She did.
Exactly 6 minutes remaining. Two-thirds of the way through the second half. 12-point lead for McDonald pending two free throws by Elsa Schluter. Well, give us time to talk about the mushroom and Swiss and the butter burger from Culver's, as the first free throw is good for Elsa Schluter. Where can you get those? Fresh, never frozen beef cooked up only after you order. The butter burger and the mushroom and Swiss from Culver's of Lake Halley. Have one today. Second free throw perfect for Elsa Schluter. Good foul shooter.
I've had, since Lita's been gone, I've had three of those mushroom and Swiss for suppers.
We just had Culver's on Sunday for lunch, too. I got the double Butterburger Culver's Deluxe, and that was incredible. Marley Hughes, bounce pass goes astray and not touched by Phillips. And the Loggers will get possession. And thank you to Culver's of Lake Halley, a great supporter of Chi High McDonald Athletics. 5:40 to go. Matea Eckert up top, right side, Knack. Back into the corner. Schluter has a little trouble handling that pass. Gets it back, straddling the arc. High feed up top. Brooke Eckert taps it over to Matea Eckert. Back to Brooke Eckert. Long pass stolen away by Kylie Jensen. Oh, she couldn't quite handle it, as Aubrey Dorn was already steaming down the floor looking for an easy breakaway bucket. And Kylie just couldn't quite handle it. She probably saw her out of the corner of her eye.
That was Aubrey that created that turnover almost.
Schluter in the paint, out to Knack. Knack in the left corner. Quick jumper from 16 feet. Air ball, offensive rebound, Eckert up and in. Brooke Eckert, another paint bucket. 48-40, McDonald. Still a lot of time here for Phillips. McDonald needing to play clean and trying to answer score for score. Emily Cooper to Kylie Jensen. Jensen, a big head fake, and back to Cooper high on the right.
They can burn up a little clock here now.
Only one foul left to give for Phillips as well. McDonald has no fouls left to give. They've committed six. Feed into the post. Aubrey Dorn kick out Kylie Jensen. Stepping back for three in front of her own bench. Off the mark, no. Rebound Schluter of the Loggers. Matea Eckert across the timeline. An 8-point game. Eckert drops it down to Knack. Knack to Brooke Eckert at the high post. Turning, has her pocket picked by Marley Hughes, but loose to Schluter on the floor. Back out to Knack. Knack with a whistle and a timeout taken. Back in half a minute. This is Lady Max Basketball on WOGO Sports and Max TV.
McDonald Area Catholic Schools.
We chose to come to this school based on the opportunity for our kids to have a well-rounded, you know, not only an education, but a faith life.
Witness the McDonald difference.
The staff has really gone the extra mile to get to know the parents and the family, so there's really never a question of if the kids are going to be safe when they come here or not.
McDonald Area Catholic Schools. Safe, faith-based, quality education. Schedule your visit today at McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org.
Point game here in Chippewa Falls. 4:28 remaining in regulation. McDonald and Phillips. Phillips, a number one seed in Division IV, champions of the Merriwood North Conference. McDonald, unblemished 14-0, champs of the Western Cloverbelt Conference. Drew a number two seed in Division V. Inbound to Matea Eckert, and she loses it. Aubrey Dorn, I think, caused that turnover. And Dorn looking to get rewarded. Long feed ahead to Dorn. Blocked out of bounds by Schluter. Really nice play by Schluter.
It was.
Could have been an easy layup by Dorn, and wrecked an amazing assist from Emily Cooper.
And, Aubrey had too much momentum going to stop. And let her sail by.
Inbounds to Marley Hughes, right back to Emily Cooper off the inbounds in the corner. Cooper for three. No side of the iron. No offensive rebound attempt. And knocked out to Izzy Hartman. And I'm going to credit Emily Thaler with creating that. On the second attempt on this possession, Emily Cooper reigns in a three from the left wing.
Good hustle there by all them girls creating that many shots.
19 for Cooper and an 11-point game once again, 51-40. Aubrey Dorn knocks a pass loose. McDonald has white jerseys all around it. Possession on a tie-up will go the way of the Lady Macs.
Aubrey Dorn on that one again.
It's time. It's time to call Wirzgalo Plumbing and Heating for that long overdue bathroom remodel. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower or a jacuzzi, or finally add that extra bathroom you've been doing without. It's time. Call Wirzgalo Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate on your project. 839-0707 or Wirzgalo.com. That's 839-0707 or Wirzgalo.com. Wirzgalo Plumbing and Heating. 51-40 McDonald. 3.5 minute mark of the second half. Aubrey Dorn show and go along the baseline, takes contact, can't get a layup to fall. Long rebound out to Matea Eckert. Marley Hughes picked her pocket to Emily Cooper, left-handed layup.
There we go. That's just all-out hustle by the McDonald girls.
21 for Emily Cooper, a game high. 53-40 McDonald. Tough shot by Egebrecht outside the lane, and she will draw a foul.
Emily Thaler will pick up her third, I believe.
And that is the team's seventh, but a shooting foul here. And so Casey Egebrecht will shoot a couple. And first free throw off the mark. Get those real Wisconsin cheese curds made with only the freshest Wisconsin cheddar, then deep-fried golden brown and served hot at Culver's of Lake Halley. And finish it off with a flavor of the day. Some of that custard. Egebrecht good on the second. Those were her first free throw attempts. One of two. 53-41, McDonald leads by 12. Maddie Geisler about to come back in at the next juncture.
3 minutes on the clock, Caleb. We just got to burn up some time here.
Marley Hughes getting a screen up top, working off it from Thaler over Emily Cooper left wing.
Phillips went into a man-to-man defense just for that fact that McDonald's going to start eating up some clock.
Only one foul left to give for Phillips. Marley Hughes drops it down to Aubrey Dorn. She's doubled. Dorn fights it out to Emily Cooper. They left her all alone. Instead, she drops a dive to Thaler for two from low on the left.
How unselfish is that of Emily Cooper to find Emily Thaler right underneath the basket?
To answer on a three, clanks off the front rim. Thaler fighting for the rebound off the miss by Matea Eckert. Knocked out of bounds to McDonald. Good fight down there. Maddie Geisler in for Emily Fowler with 2:24 left and a 55-41 advantage for the Lady Mags. This is their largest lead now of the night. Inbounds to Emily Cooper. Passed by Matea Eckert, who really can't foul. She's got four. Marley knows that and goes coast to coast for a layup.
She did.
Marley Hughes, the savvy senior. 57-41. McDonald pulling away now. Along the baseline, Izzy Hartman took a pretty big shot in the chest, but commits the foul against Casey Egebrecht, and that'll send her to the line shooting a 1-1 here.
Izzy's fourth.
Well, McDonald Area Catholic Schools, safe, faith-based, quality education. Witness that McDonald difference. Schedule your visit today at McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org. McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org. Casey Egebrecht, a 1-1, rattles it in. She continues her strong second-half performance. Second attempt is good as well. And Egebrecht will exit. And Sarah Knack, the sophomore, in. Looks like some full court man-to-man here. Aubrey Dorn thought about a long feed. Instead, drops it in along the baseline to Marley Hughes. Under 2 minutes to play as Marley crosses the timeline. Flips it over left side, Emily Cooper. Cooper going between her legs. Right side to Marley Hughes. Minute 50 left. 57-43 McDonald. Marley bumped up top. And that foul will go against Lita Caster. That was the last one to give for Phillips, who will sub in now. Hallie Lehman, junior, in for the first time here tonight. 1:49 left. Marley Hughes on the right wing. Marley fights it out to Emily Cooper. Cooper a little show and go, backtracking with a dribble. Showing off the handle, crossover, then goes between her legs, crossover again, left wing. Snack tries to keep up with her. Just over 90 seconds left. Marley Hughes gets her defender on her back. No look bounce over to Aubrey Dorn as Marley went down for a moment. Emily Cooper up top with a minute 27 left. They're just kind of showing off now who has the better handle as they try and run some clock down. And Phillips can't foul without sending them to the line. And it's a 14-point game, 57-43. Maddie Geisler drops off to Marley Hughes high on the right with a minute 10 to go. Marley Hughes is fouled, and Marley will go to the line as that reach in on Salida Caster. The minute 8 left, team 7th foul, and Marley Hughes will go to the line for the first time tonight.
Marley does a great job of dribbling the ball and knowing that somebody's a tight defense on her, of bodying the girl up and making her foul her.
Free throw is good for Marley Hughes. 78% stroke, and Marley now the third Lady Max player in double-digit scoring. Second attempt for Marley, rims in. Give her 11 on the night with a minute 7 and counting, 59-43. The Lady Max impressive tonight here against Phillips, trying to finish it off for the last 60 seconds. Mack has her pocket picked. Push ahead to Aubrey Dorn. She'll slow it down. Instead, slides a bounce pass to Maddie Geisler. Geisler off the glass and good.
Nice look there by
an assist for Aubrey Dorn.
Yep.
Marley Hughes up top almost knocked it away from Matea Eckert, but instead will send her to the line. Shooting a 1-1.
Foul on Aubrey, her third.
Team's ninth. Matea Eckert. Free throw is good. So again, Matea Eckert averages over 17 per game. She just has three. She's battled foul trouble all throughout. 44.5 remaining, 61-44 McDonald, 61-45 as Eckert notches a pair there. Long lead feed ahead to Izzy Hartman. Hartman catching the football throw, kick out to Maddie Geisler right wing. To Marley Hughes. Hughes puts it on the floor with the left hand. Half a minute left, Emily Cooper. We'll go back to Marley. On the left, we'll see if McDonald just dribbles this one out if Phillips lets him.
Yeah, I think that's what McDonald wants to do.
Emily Cooper to Izzy Hartman, left wing. And this is a Phillips team that has lost twice this entire year. Champs of the Merriwood North, and McDonald looking strong against the Loggers here in their home floor. 6 seconds remaining, 61-45 McDonald. 3-2-1 as Cooper will dribble it down to triple zeros, and McDonald wins their third in a row and their 19th of the season. Your final score, the McDonald Lady Max 61, the Phillips Loggers 45. A lot coming up on our post-class post-game show brought to you by Post-Glass and Mirror and Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. We'll talk with head coach Don Cooper. We'll get you those post-game highlights, stats, and analysis, and a look ahead at our WOGO sports calendar as well. All ahead in 3.5 minutes here on WOGO Radio and Max TV.
Built to last. That's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Post-Glass post-game show brought to you by Post-Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Head coach Don Cooper joins us. Coach, you just won your 19th game of the season against a very quality opponent. Did it with defense, timely offense, another impressive performance. You mentioned rebounding before this game, and goodness, the girls crashed the glass.
We did. And like I said, we have to match the physicality of you know, teams like Phillips. And I tell you what, Phillips is going to go a long way. They rebound the basketball very well. Very well coached team, very good team. I'm a little worried now with Callie going down. She is just, it's so valuable to our team and just the defense and the stuff that she does.
Coach, what were you in particular most impressed with, again, is this game was kind of going back and forth a little bit, but then stretching it out to 13 at halftime. Phillips made a run, as good teams will do, yes, and then to stretch it out to this 61-45 final. Again, the response from your team each time they were pushed.
Every time we were pushed, we gathered ourselves together, we gathered our composure, and we played better basketball. And no thanks to their coach. They always, Coach Cooper gets all excited or whatever. But again, I kept telling them to be patient on offense, calm the chaos, and we'll be fine.
Coach, you played on Friday, then right away here on Monday. But now you've got some time off. Of course, the tournament starting a week from tomorrow. But that Clover Belt crossover game, first place teams against a team you've seen before and that got you here on this floor in Neillsville. In between the number of practices that you'll have between this Monday game and that Saturday night game, what do you work on? What do you emphasize?
Well, again, we want to get rested here so that we're coming into the playoffs healthy. It's very valuable that we come into the playoffs very healthy. So just time off a little bit, a little rest in the legs so that we can go back after it so we're ready for playoff time.
Well, Coach, you have three quality Division IV teams that you're facing in a row, all of them number one or number two seeds. You're 2-0 so far. We'll see what happens on Saturday night. Looking forward to it. We'll see you then.
All right. Well, thank you guys for the great coverage.
That's head coach Don Cooper of the McDonald Lady Max. The Postglass Postgame Show brought to you by Postglass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. Now we'll take that 3.5-minute break and be back with a lot more from Chippewa Falls. Back in 3.5 on WOGO Sports and Max TV.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Step back, 15-footer right side of the lane, followed up and in by Minarski. Great rebound basket.
To Goulet, Goulet to Katie.
There we go.
Carrot and a foul of Hoopenhorn for Katie.
Cards get it, here's Gus Storp.
Oh, he scored! Gus Storp!
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
McDonald Area Catholic Schools.
We chose to come to this school based on the opportunity for our kids to have a well-rounded, not only an education, but a faith life.
Witness the McDonald difference.
The staff has really gone the extra mile to get to know the parents and the family, so there's really never a question of if the kids are going to be safe when they come here or not.
McDonald Area Catholic Schools. Safe, faith-based, quality education. Schedule your visit today at McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org.
Yep, it's cold. And as you're spending extra time indoors, you realize it's time for a change. No, not a tropical getaway. Something a little more practical, like that long overdue bathroom remodel from Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower or a jacuzzi. How about finally adding that extra bathroom in the basement? Call Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate and make the dream happen.
Built to last. That's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
If your furnace goes out in the middle of the night, do you know what to do? Call Comfort Heating and Cooling and get Jed out of bed.
Hello, Comfort Heating and Cooling. This is Jed.
Jed, my house is freezing.
Your furnace isn't working? I'll be right there.
Jed Rowe is the service manager at Comfort Heating and Cooling. He's also in charge of our 24-hour service. If your home's furnace goes out in the middle of the night, you don't have to wait.
Hi, I'm Jed Rowe with Comfort Heating and Cooling.
Thank heaven.
Comfort Heating and Cooling will help get you comfortable and back to life. Get Jed out of bed.
The Post Glass Post Game Show brought to you by Post Glass, Amir, and Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices. For commercial, home, and auto glass, visit postglassandmirror.com. Dawson Halverson, back at the Wilgo Studios in Halley. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney, telling you the tale of the tape here on this one as McDonald wins their 19th of the season, 61-45 over Phillips, who'd already won 19 games coming in. Phillips now 19-3. Again, the champs of the Western Clover Belt against the champs of the Marrowwood North. And McDonald, impressive in victory here tonight, Mark.
They did. They looked very good. They looked as well-oiled as they've been looking. I mean, I thought they played a great game last Friday against Cadott, and I think they played an even better game tonight against, like I said, a very, very good team. So, again, hats off to these girls. Now's the time to be playing your best basketball, and right now they are. Obviously, we got playoffs coming up, so, McDonald getting a number two seed, so they'll have to play some good basketball, and we'll watch them keep on going through that playoff section. But they're not up until Saturday, right? They got Neillsville on the crossover probably.
Yeah, and we'll have that game as yep. well on the road Saturday night. So about approximately a 7:10 start for that crossover game. Of course, the second place game will be played before that, so we'll see when we begin.
Yes.
But looking forward to that. And again, seedings have come out, but still you get a shot to take another shot at a Neillsville team that looked really, really good
yes.
and say, can we play better than we did? But also, can you hit 14 threes on us again? And
yes.
Again, a lot of credit to that Neillsville team. But I think McDonald would just say, hey, when we look at what you do during the season, what we do during the season, we think that 14 threes performance might not be replicated. And so can you beat us in other ways, or can we come out a little closer this
yes,
time?
Yes, again, so. it'll be another great test. And, it's kind of fun to go up against somebody that you've already played. And like you said, they shot the lights out that night, and can they do it again? And I think McDonald's defense, they'll might be tighten it up a little bit. And again, just some great almost practice material there, right, to get them guys ready for the playoffs going up against that tough Neillsville team.
Well, we'll look at our leading scores in just a moment here. Look ahead at our WOGO sports calendar as well. So tomorrow we've got a doubleheader for you because playoff hockey begins. So on WOGO on 103.1 FM and WOGO.com, AM 680 as well, Greg Stewart and Cooper Fosvik with the call. It'll be the number 5th seeded Chi-Hi boys hockey team against the number 12 seed Ashland Co-op. So that is 6:40 start tomorrow evening on WOGO Radio. However, we are not going to miss that game that for all intents and purposes will decide the Western Clover Belt on the boys' side. So McDonald's Max TV has graciously agreed to host our broadcast, so we will have a broadcast exclusively on Max TV tomorrow night. So again, the McDonald Area Catholic Schools.org, the McDonald Area Catholic Schools Facebook page as well. That's where you can watch and listen to tomorrow night's broadcast as Adam Schilling's Max Boys against Coach Storley and Fall Creek. And that is just going to be a whale of a game.
Yes, it was a great game down at Fall Creek. And, now we got them on the home court. And again, both teams, they're gearing up for playoffs also. And if nothing else, like you said, it's a conference championship on the line, and so it'll be a very, very good contest, and see if the Max can't step it up just a little bit on the defense and try to stop them Fall Creek kids from pushing the ball up and shooting the threes like they did down there, and they just gonna have to play some tenacious defense tomorrow night.
I believe Fall Creek was ranked 7th in Division 4 at last check. So just a fantastic way to end the season. You circle those games on the calendar and you wonder, you think it might be for a conference title, but you don't know. And now, again, both teams will have a conference game remaining, but it really looks like this game will be for the Western Clover Belt Championship. So it should be a phenomenal time here. Again, that approximate start time will be about 6:55, again, exclusively on Max TV. Looking ahead to Thursday night, that'll be CFM hockey. So the CFM Sabres coach Tony Menard and his squad got a number two seed. They'll take on the Black River Falls Co-op. Again, a 6:40 start. Greg Stewart and Michaela Hogan on that one. And then we will have Friday night McDonald boys basketball on the road at Thorpe, 6:55 approximate start, and then Saturday night caps off a very busy week here, and for that Clover Belt first place crossover game, the McDonald Lady Max on the road at Neillsville, again approximately a 7:10 start. Let's look at your leading scores. We'll take one final break here in the Post Glass Post Game Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls, and play back those highlights. Starting off with Neillsville, they had six players score here tonight. McDonald had eight players in the scoring column. Casey Egebrecht held 1 point below her season average. She still had 17. Fantastic game for the junior. 11 for Brooke Eckert. That was a little above, a bucket above her season average. She was very, very strong here tonight. Elsa Schluter with 7. 4 for Matea Eckert, who battled that foul trouble. 4 for Salita Castor and 2 for Kendra Timmers. On the other side for McDonald, Emily Cooper leads the way with 21 points. She hit 5 threes tonight. That now gives her 62 on the season. Aubrey Dorn, another double-double. 17 points tonight. 10 the first half, 7 in the second. Marley Hughes, the third Lady Max player in double digits. Strong second half for Marley. She finishes with 11. 5 for Maddie Geisler. 2 apiece for Katie Ruff, Emily Thaler, and Kylie Jensen. And 1 for Izzy Hartman. McDonald wins at 61-45. Give us 2 minutes and we're back with those highlights as we finish off another Max Victory Post Glass Post Game Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. 2 minutes and we finish things up here on WOGO.
Built to last. That's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
If your furnace goes out in the middle of the night, do you know what to do? Call Comfort Heating and Cooling and get Jed out of bed.
Hello, Comfort Heating and Cooling. This is Jed.
Jed, my house is freezing.
Your furnace isn't working? I'll be right there.
Jed Rowe is the service manager at Comfort Heating and Cooling. He's also in charge of our 24-hour service. If your home's furnace goes out in the middle of the night, you don't have to wait.
Hi, I'm Jed Rowe with Comfort Heating and Cooling.
Thank heaven.
Comfort Heating and Cooling will help get you comfortable and back to life. Get Jed out of bed.
Finishing up another McDonald victory here on the Post Glass Post Game Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Here's how the second half sounded. Your second half highlights on WOGO Sports. Also on the right side, cross court skip. Kylie Jensen. Jensen, high pass over to Emily Cooper. Cooper back to Kylie up top between the circles. Kylie rotates back to Cooper left wing. High post feed. Marley Hughes, beautiful touch pass down low. Aubrey Dorn cutting along the baseline for two.
Made it look easy.
Good. 4-3, that one far side of the rim, no. Rebound Izzy Hartman, quickly hands off to Emily Cooper. Cooper thought about a long pass. Instead, we'll drop it off to Marley Hughes, to Aubrey Dorn. Dorn going right around a screen by Fowler.
Nice.
Countered in the foul.
Nope.
Oh, nice work. Top to Maddie Geisler. Geisler holding above her head to Marley Hughes on her hip. Now working a right-handed dribble drive. Fights it into the paint and knocked away. Marley Hughes now retrieves out of a scramble. Hughes down the lane, runner, scooping shot, good.
We needed that one.
Been a bit since McDonald had a ISO the junior. Maddie back to Emily. Emily drops it at the high post, left elbow. Down to Callie Goulet. Goulet in traffic, kick out. Emily Cooper for three. Yes! Left corner, Emily Cooper, her fourth triple. She inbounds in the corner. Cooper for three. No side of the iron. No offensive rebound attempt. And knocked out to Izzy Hartman. And I'm going to credit Emily Thaler with creating that. On the second attempt on this possession, Emily Cooper reigns in a three from the left wing. Show and go along the baseline, takes contact, can't get a layup to fall, long rebound out to Matea Eckert. Marley Hughes picked her pocket to Emily Cooper, left-handed layup and score.
Eating up some clock.
Only one foul left to give for Phillips. Marley Hughes drops it down to Aubrey Dorn. She's doubled. Dorn fights it out to Emily Cooper. They left her all alone. Instead, she drops the dive to Fowler for two from low on the left.
How unselfish is that of Emily Cooper to find Emily Fowler right underneath the basket?
41 advantage for the Lady Mavs. This is their largest lead now of the night. Inbounds to Emily Cooper. Passed by Matea Eckert, who really can't foul. She's got four. Marley knows that and goes coast to coast for a layup.
She did.
Three. The Lady Max, impressive tonight here against Phillips, trying to finish it off for the last 60 seconds. Mack has her pocket picked. Push ahead to Aubrey Dorn. She'll slow it down. Instead, slides a bounce pass to Maddie Geisler. Geisler off the glass and good.
Nice look there by
an assist for Aubrey Dorn. That's how the second half sounded. McDonald wins at 61-45, and Mark Maloney, again, this is a team that is seemingly peaking at the exact right time.
I agree. They are playing some really, really good basketball right now. Everybody is. I mean, everybody coming off the bench is really contributing and giving some girls some breaks. But the court, again, we've said this for years, Coach Cooper does not lose anything. You know, when he subs kids in, I mean, he's 8, 9, 10 girls deep, and that's just a great thing for coaches to have. So we're gonna hope these guys just keep right on rolling. I'm a little bit, you know, concerned about Callie Goulet. I mean, I know that she went off and they took her into the locker room, and I haven't seen her come out, and
yeah,
I know Lynn's back out,
that.
But hopefully she's gonna be okay. It would be, you know, I mean, at least a week of rest time for her, probably. I mean, she didn't look real good going into the locker room, but again, she took a hard fall amongst the big scrum there on the floor.
And you certainly have to be careful.
Yes.
Again, anything looked like she took a shot two to the face at some point. And again, just face, head, neck, all of that, just need to be very careful. And so we're certainly wishing the best for Callie and hope that she's able to be back out there sooner rather than later. But again, for McDonald, as Sophie Schmidgall tries to get healthy as well, to be ready. I think as much as you want to stay in rhythm too, it's a boon to be able to have your next game not until Saturday here on Monday night, and your first playoff game 8 days away as well too. So just hopefully some time to get healthy and then keep this incredible momentum going.
Yes, and again, they'll probably have a couple of maybe tomorrow night off. I know Coach Cooper, the boys playing home here, whether he just has a shoot around or give him a night off and let him rest up, you know, with just a crossover coming up. It's not just a crossover. It's going to be against a great team that they've already played, so they kind of can prepare that way mentally as well as, you know, getting the other X's and O's, as we call it in football. So hopefully these girls can get rested up and get ready for a long, long run in the playoffs.
Well, this is a fun time of year when it seems like there's basketball about every night. We're looking forward to it. Our first of four Max broadcasts this week on WOGO. And, again, join us tomorrow night exclusively on Max TV for Fall Creek and the McDonald Boys. Thank you to Dawson Alverson, keeping things running smoothly back in the WOGO studios in Hallie. Thank you, as always, to every single one of the sponsors you hear making these broadcasts possible and all those who are jumping on board to help us with our playoff push as well. Certainly very, very much appreciated. For Mark Maloney, I'm Caleb Swenson saying goodnight from Steve and Deb Raisler Gymnasium inside McDonald Central High School in Chippewa Falls. Once again, your final score, the McDonald Lady Max 61 and the Phillips Loggers 45. This has been McDonald Lady Max Basketball, a presentation of WOGO Sports. Good night from Chippewa Falls.
WOGO.
McDonald Max Basketball on WOGO has been brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, White City Glass, your Eau Claire Hy-Vee, Northwestern Bank, Quality Propane and Fuels, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Post Glass and Mirror, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, Grace Home Respiratory, Royal Credit Union, and by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Thanks for listening. And now please stay tuned for Western Wisconsin's Best Talk on 103.1 FM, 680 AM, and WOGO.com. We join our regularly scheduled programming already in progress.
WOGO, your sports station.